ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। ओम शांति इज द फर्स्ट मंत्र एंड ऑल्सो अ कॉन्स्टेंट रिमाइंडर throughout the journey from Brahmin to deity, and also the final mantra of returning home. Its greetings, but at the same time great joy of meeting the family. And I thought, just came in, a thought came in my mind that Baba, seeing all these very special children, those who have made effort, plan, preparation to come to Madhuban, in Baba's register, the date is registered the day you thought. So he must be waiting. And I thought, Baba, in your register, is there a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? How do you write it? Do you write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as the, and a very beautiful same come thought came, when the sun rises, he does not give light to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In that light, everything is visible at the same time. So Baba's drishti falls on everyone, because each child heart is connected with Baba. And Baba's heart is connected with each one. As when you switch on the radio and you open, or TV, you open the same channel, would you see something different? If you have opened the same channel, no matter wherever you are, you will see the same. You open the Zoom and you have to have a special program, and you open with the same ID, you will see the watch, the same program. And Baba says, what I watch is the love of the children, and love of each one is more than each other. Each one has their best of feeling of belonging to Baba. And so Baba is happy to see the children, and children are happy to see Baba. But my one question, has any one of you have come yesterday or day before yesterday who have not met Baba? All of you have met Baba. Yes? You came. And how many days you are still going to be here?
We have 1 day more.
1 day only. That's it. Who is going day after tomorrow? Okay, day tomorrow. Who are leaving tomorrow? Achha, 3. And rest are going. Who are leaving day after tomorrow? Acha. Acha. So majority will be here few days more. Welcome, fortunate, lucky ones, right? So what, after meeting Baba, then it is the time to digest, to celebrate and experience the strong company, colored, because Baba says, I have come, you have come to be colored with Baba's company. And Baba's, and play holy with Baba. Holy is not to color with the temporary color, but the color of truth remains constant. Artificial color, dry color, might fade away, but this one is the color of truth, the color of love, the color of purity, peace and power. And the more one is enjoying that and going deep in it, it not only will become color, but you yourself become color. Whomever you meet, you will be coloring that others. It is just like when something, for example, some colors are very strong color. Beetroot, you touch, and then your hand is touching something else. That color, it will go automatically. Right? So Baba's color makes the soul powerful as Baba becomes companion. In order to be colored, what it is important, if the clothes is dirty and there are stains on it, and then you give to the person who colors the cloth, the clothes will be colored, but spots will be visible. So he has to wash it first. So Baba also washes our influence that we bring from outside, and then colors with his powerful love, and with that love he becomes companion. Company colors, but companion makes it like himself, like himself. And love transforms. Power of love transforms and protects us. So Baba says, children, welcome to be colored with the color of love, color of purity, color of power, color of happiness, color of eternity. Right? Okay. So once again, happy welcome to all of you. Now, would like to actually give you chance, if you would like, first introduction of which places you have come from. can stand up and then. Acha. Acha. Very nice. I was supposed to meet yesterday, but came from downstairs a little late. So it became this time. So wonderful. Not only just meeting with Brazil, but with the other family as well. So specially, thanks that you accepted the change of time. And I respect that all of you are present here now. So, of course, meeting and greeting, especially the one who have big zeal, Brazil, big zeal. Great zeal really shows on your faces that there is that zeal and enthusiasm is there to progress, to belong to Baba and to bring something new in the self. Yes, sit down, right, my dear. Yeah. We'll give chance to ask questions. Right. Oh, nice big family of Sri Lanka as well. So where, though Bhagat, the devotees say, Bhakti, Hindu Bhakti says, that in Lanka Ravan was living. But I would say, now you go to Sri Lanka, the deities are living there. In Sri Lanka, angels live. In Sri Lanka, divine beings live. In Sri Lanka, conquerors of Maya are living. Right? In Sri Lanka are the messengers of God who liberate Sita from the jail of Ravan. That's why you are present here. Wonderful. Very good. Yes. Sit down. Yeah. Very good to see this morning the celebration of liberation or the day of freedom. It is said that dependency or bondage does not allow the soul to experience happiness. And own kingdom, own nation, own freedom liberates the soul from the cage. And so now you are not only liberated, but you are the messenger to liberate others from the bondage of not only external influence, but internal influence of our past karma, and also liberate from our present time because of misunderstanding, because of imagination, because of past influence, because of some wrong karmic account, to liberate everyone. So real celebration is when there is liberation in life. So you are Master Satguru who with the power of truth liberate others from the chains of falsehood, misunderstanding and also karmic accounts. So true followers of Satguru, Sun dynasty flowers, following Shrimad, sun always moves to right directions. So welcome to the Suryamukhi flower, the sun like the flower. Oh, Shanti. Oh, Shanti. Good. Acha. Okay. US. Not only United States, but one who are able to create unity, united, connected, and have the inner strength to return home to the beautiful power, with the power where those who are preparing spiritual energy, and with that other US is famous of attacking others, those who are weak, and you are the one making them powerful, those who are weak. Right? The souls who have become weak, to make them powerful, then to give them strength, to give them the power of truth within the self, self-recognize the self, and also always conscious of connected with the one who teaches us truth, who makes us powerful to bring all qualities in ourselves, so that we can create a bouquet to offer to Baba of all different flowers which have gone on the other garden, and then bringing them back to Baba. Om Shanti, welcome, welcome. So Baba says to the, Baba says to USA, you are special, Almighty's child. Yes, yes, special, special authority of God, with the experience of power, spiritual strength. Right. Wonderful. Variety, beauty. Of course, I have met UK already before, but now is the opportunity to meet also small, not small, because some are in Pandabur, some are here. So we'll have the opportunity to meet together once again those who are in Pandabur as well, because various UK is, has, Baba says, UK is always okay. Right? Baba's kingdom is always their spiritual birthright. That not just United Kingdom, but united to bring the kingdom of the golden age on this planet. Okay, good messengers and good sovereigns. Om Shanti. South Africa. And also South Africa. Welcome, right. Successful. Successful Almighty's example and sample children. Yes. Trinidad, it means you have intoxication of three dads. Trinidad, incorporeal, the one who gives the power. Then Brahma Baba, the one who brings purity. And the Laukik father, mother became instrument to become Baba's child, who became instrument to give this physical body. So you have three dads. Right? Intoxication. Laukik, alaukik and paralaukik inheritance. The one who is able to experience three. Yeah.
Malaysia.
Malaysia. I always have. If you want to see the real strength of original culture of Bharat, though it has been in the east and in south, but nowadays people open mall. Mall means big shops, big store. So in Malaysia, you can go and see the real strength of Bharat. It's Malaysia. Mall. Right. Right. The culture remains same. System remains same to keep the foundation of Bharat's culture. Right. Yeah. Okay. Anyone wants to ask any question? Anything to share? Special experience with Baba or special experience of being in a Madhuban? Yes, please come.
Om Shanti Didi. My Lokik sister and I have been in Gyan for 14 years, but we haven't been able to come to Madhuban, and this is our first time. And the Bab Dada's Milan was so special to us because Bab Dada gave us special blessings for all the first timers, said that we are already Madhuban Nivasis. So we felt so special. And and the Muli from the revised Muli was from 2011, and we actually gained knowledge in 2011, and that was very special for us. And then, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Very special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Connecting yourself with your fortune.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you, Didi. And there's one more thing. Yeah. Actually, yesterday, my Lokik sister and I, we were thinking that we never got to meet Guzar Dadi, and she's always been very special to us. We've always got that motherly sustenance from her classes. But then Baba was like, I'm going to send Dadi Guzar to you. So we actually got to meet Dadi yesterday through Mohini Didi. So that was another special moment for us. And I think we've got very special moments in Madhuban. Baba is watching over us so much.
Om Shanti Didi.
Om
Shanti everyone. I'm from London, where half the time Sudesh Didi is there. And we are under Sister Jayanti as well, and we are extremely fortunate, absolutely lucky. But the other thing is, when we come to Madhuban, Didi, you say that we are very fortunate, we are very lucky that Baba brings us here. We are always thinking about Baba, and therefore we are here now, physically, you can see that. And Baba and all the Didis welcome us so much. You just did that earlier. And we feel so much at home, so much loved, which we don't find outside in the Lokik world. And just about finally, we are settling down, feeling that we are in our Bab Dada's house. You know, we always say, Mera Bab ka ghar hai. And then we are forced to go back home. And that is not very nice. I think Baba should do something about this. Because, you know, we come so happily, laughing, dancing, loving, and, you know, such divine vibrations from all you dadis, didis. And we are forced, honestly. And then we go home crying. That is not a good sign. So please, this is a thing to think about. You can have a meeting with Jayanti. And okay. We'll really appreciate, isn't it, everyone?
Very good.
Thank you.
You remind me of my conversation with Brahma Baba. I used to come, Baba had sent me in Jaipur. Jaipur was the first museum, very, very special museum, but Baba himself had a plan to open the museum and also let people contrast, see the contrast of Hatha Yoga and Raja Yoga, so that people can understand God teaches Raja Yoga to become the kings of kings. And not by force you have to control yourself, but with love and right understanding you discipline yourself and you purify your organs. Not only you make your physical body slim, you can mold it and hold it. You can take care of your health. But it is, you can mold your inner sanskaras. You can fold everything what is expanded into small physical organs. But this is the spiritual organs of the soul, mind, intellect and sanskaras. So you can mold them and have the power to pack up, the power to become strong, power to adjust and power to be flexible, so that you can give strength to others. So I used to come quite quickly, early. After 3-4 months, group is ready and they are pakka dharna. So then Baba used to say, if they have faith and if they have, from the day they came, they determined to live a yogi life and promised and have started, then okay, they can come to Madhuban to see. Then Baba will see them whether they have received what Baba wanted to give them. So sometime old group and sometime new group. So in this way, I used to come after every 4 months. By the time 6 months happens, and then other new ones are ready. Because 6 months was the limit that you need to practice 6 months purity, food, class. So an old, of course, are old and they want something new, sustenance. So for my, it was benefit that after every 4 months I used to come, sometime after 3 months. And then when I come after 3-4 days, Baba would say, child, go for their service. Go at this place, go at that place. And I was going. One time I said to Baba, Baba, all others come, they stay 10 days. And after 4 days you say to me, just go and service there. Go at this place. Is there no place for me in Madhuban? I can sleep on the floor. We used to sleep on in the classroom anyway. So I won't take extra place. I can sleep in a corner. One other person can, other sister can come and sleep. Baba said, it's not a question of sending you. You are Gyan cloud. At the ocean, when the clouds are full, water is filled in it, they don't stay at the ocean. They should go shower and come back. So you are Gyan Badal, Gyan cloud. You have now received Baba's Gyan, you have received Baba's strength, so now go shower and come back. So this time, one time it was like this. And then anyway, it was sometimes by 3 months and sometimes 4 months. So sometime I would stay longer, but most of the time was sent back. When I went to Videsh, London, we had to stay because of visa. Myself and Dadi, we went 74. 1974, Dadi and myself, we went to London. At that time there were not other centers. It was just a small place, we being together in small room, or one group had gone before. Ratan Mani Dadi had been there for some time, for a few months. Anyway, because of visa, green stamp to stay permanent, we had to stay 4 years. But our connection with Madhuban was constant. Every day we will get the post. Shantamani Dadi will take notes and give the news, who came today, what happened in Madhuban. Like a video, not on video, but writing information, everything. We could feel by hearing this notes every day from Dadi Janki in Sindhi. So felt closeness, but we could not come to Madhuban. So when we got the visa, that yes, I can have permanent stamp, that you can now stay in London, permanent residence. So Dadi and myself then were very happy that we go to Madhuban now. And when Jayanti Ben looked at the passport of Dadi, so her visa was finishing, her passport was coming to an end. New passport had to be made. And if she comes with old passport, then she does not have the entry. So she had to stay. Dadi Janki said, why should you wait for me? It might take 15 days, it might take 1 month. You go. So I came to Madhuban. Then Dadiji and Didi Manmohini specially invited Baba. I was so lucky that for me Baba is coming. Just I met in Baba's room. At that time room was not made big. It was still small room. As just like before, we left, Baba left body, then this became big room. So I met at the same place, Baba's Gaddi, and just next to Baba, in front of him, Avyakta Bhaktada. And I said to Baba, I would have made some mistake that I am meeting you after 4 years. I used to come after every 4 months or sometime earlier than that. Must be some mistake that I am separated for 4 years. With great love, he gave such a wrong drishti, and with a smile he said, the ocean waves, high tide of the oceans, go very far. They go from the boundary of the ocean to outside. They are not separated. The ocean wave is not separated from the ocean. What is outside at the border of the ocean, that wave brings inside the ocean. So you have not been separated. You are the ocean high tide who has gone to abroad to bring those who are my children, those who are separated from me. So now I realize that so many countries Baba sent me, 100 countries. And so wherever Baba sent me, some children emerged from that. So it was a blessing that you are not separated, you are not gone away, you are not being sent away. You have been sent to bring others back to Baba, those who have been separated. So understand. So welcome again and again, and bring the souls, those who are separated. anyone else want to say anything? Yeah.
ओम शांति दीदी, मेरा नाम निर्जा है मॉरिशस से, और आज आपने हमको अपना दीदी की याद दिला दी, दीदी चंद्रा को. तो दीदी चंद्रा had the power of believing in the best in others, even if someone was filled with let's say vices, but she was able to see the best in that person. And she was always able to uplift that person up. So, आज जब आपने हमको वरदान दी कि हम औरों को भी अपना जैसे बनाएं, तो बिल्कुल दीदी की तरह थे. तो आज दीदी चंद्रा हमारे बीच नहीं है और हम बहुत याद आती हैं उसकी. तो उसकी कमी को कम करने के लिए शुक्रिया. और दूसरी बात, आप हमको दादी जानकी की याद बहुत दिलाती हो, क्योंकि आप छोटी छोटी हो बट बड़ी पावरफुल हो जैसे दादी जानकी. सो फ्रॉम द बॉटम ऑफ आवर हार्ट्स वी वांट टू थैंक यू for your sustenance, for your powerful drishti, and for your zeal and enthusiasm that we are taking with us and going back home. Thank you, Didi. And to end, I just wanted to ask something. Yesterday we went to Shantivan, and we went to the where Shaktistham, the stem of Dadi Gulzar. So it was filled with powerful vibrations. So what was that vibration? Was Dadi Gulzar present there, or was she sending her vibration? Because I feel that many people could feel that powerful vibration. Thank you.
The spiritual energy, the soul is subtle. Baba invites, for example, and he sent for a few minutes. The soul did not leave the body there, wherever Gulzar Dadi is, either in the subtle region or in the advanced party. Baba has not declared it, right? And so, but Baba's power is just like to emerge the energy like a project, a projection. We can see the something is happening in Japan, but through a technical technology, we can hear, see here, we can feel the person present in front of us. But Baba invited or sent Dadi, not only Dadi, but what qualities and love and sweetness in was that was being experienced through Drishti. It is not only you, many would have felt. It is not the something to catch with hand. Just like a bouquet of flower is here, or a garden is there. Garden remains wherever it is. But the fragrance spreads automatically. In the same way, flowers are crushed, for example, and they do not exist flower form. They became perfume. And you one drop of perfume will spread in the atmosphere. You cannot catch the perfume, but perfume is catching you. This is what it is, spiritual energy. That when Baba comes in Gulzar Dadi or sends, emerges that souls, the power of purity and love and their sacrifice, that is projected there. And so we feel that yes, we are meeting and we are experiencing the same power. It just ignites the power. Just like when you have the fragrance makes you aware of the fragrance of rose or fragrance of moti or when. So this is what it, how technology, spiritual technology is also wonderful. Baba fulfills our wish and our desires and give the experience of how your own spirituality Baba can use when you are in soul conscious, when you are connected with Baba, then Baba can work through you. You don't know that you are giving that power, but Baba can use your energy to give vision to others. Baba says that now there is no more time to give service by speaking, because media itself is speaking a lot. But Baba wants you children to serve through your face, through your drishti, through your vibrations. And so in this way, these vibrations are experienced. Those who are in soul conscious, they will be able to catch it. And those who are still engaged in other things, they will not catch it. So this is how it works. Yeah. Anyone else? One question more. Actually, traffic control. Let us have traffic control for first.
Om Shanti Didi. As the other sister said, we are going home with so much love, so much care, so much spiritual, special things. Could you give us some steps, some tip, so that this powerful energy doesn't go away in a few weeks, in a few months, when we come back home?
One thing I always advise, that you are here in front of Baba, in Baba's home, you take Madhuban with you. How will you take it? Not the photograph, but in fact what you have experienced in 2 days, in 3 days or 5 days or whatever time you lived here, write one or two points from the day you came and you got something very special, real in your, something emerged in you, touched you, and you experienced either in Baba's room or in the classroom or in the dining room or meditation yourself or from the Murli. Write down that point in your diary. And by the time you go back, 8 points, 7 points will be with you. Read every day after your shower, before you eat anything else. Then it means that whole scene, what Madhuban you have experienced, it will be fresh and you will be able to experience it. It is just like, will not disappear, but you are revising it, just like something. Not only the reading comes back, but in fact the experience is also emerged in it. And if something is left that in your heart that still you need to clarify, write down and put in Baba's letterbox. No one else will read, but before you go, you get the solution. Third thing is, before you leave, Go in Baba's room with your notebook and ask Baba, now Baba, you write me a letter for future what I have to do. Just sit it and see. Baba uses your, touching you, and your pen is moving. What is your, what plan Baba wants to give you? How you have to continue yourself? That is your personal letter from Baba to you. Past is, you can give it. Inbox, nobody else will read, but it will go to Baba directly. And what every day from here, that is from the family and Madhuban, that is in your diary, that you read it every day without a fail. So something will trigger that day, one point will become revision and so memory of this. And third thing is Baba's letter, which he has given you personally for yourself, a direction. Right. Okay.